the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. We are now starting. Birchas Ritzei, which Chazal call it the Birchas Avoida. And it's the first of the three last brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, which are called Birchas Hodah. Recognizing Hashem's goodness to us and thanking Hashem. That's very interesting because this bracha, the first of the three brachas, sounds more like another bakosha, another request. Next bracha, Moedim, is very clear. That we're thanking Hashem, but here we're asking that he should once again be merusa with our tefillas, and our tefillas have the rotzen, which sounds also very similar to what we said in the previous bracha of Shemei Tefillah, sounding a little repetitious. So you have to understand a little bit more what has changed between the last bracha and this bracha. Some point out also an interesting thing. And we know in Shabbos, we leave out all the middle brachas, all the requests. The first three we keep, and the last three we keep. The idea behind this, because on Shabbos, it's not time for making requests. That's the time to feel with so much in the hands of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, last of us, doing everything taken care of. You know, you remind yourself of the things that we're lacking. So why is it such a Shemei Tefillah we leave out? And we say, we leave in. So, as I said, in Chazal, this bracha is called the bracha of Avoida. As we know, there are two types of Avoida. There's the Avoida Shebeleiz, which is Tefillah, that we say in Kriyashim every day. Avatim, Shem, Piechim Bechol Avatim. Chazal saying, what's Avoida Shebeleiz is Tefillah. Tefillah is a ma'is avoidin. Then we have avoidin in the base of Mikdash, which we're talking about. Hoshir is avoidin in the base of Mikdash. That's talking about the actual korbanos we have in the base of Mikdash. But both of them are the same idea. Idea of avoida is the person is subjugating himself to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's presenting himself Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in this world is nothing. It's nothing of mine. It's all yours. And therefore I'm turning to you because everything is yours. And I want to be your everything. I want to be close to you. I want to subordinate myself to you. Because I realize your greatness. And I know all the good in this world is from you. And even more than that, the highest level of goodness is the cash with you. A person can receive a lot of things from a king. But to have a deep friendship with the king, is something greater than anything you get from the king. Because that is being connected to the greatness. We're talking over here that Hashem is much greater than and more and the epitome of shleimus, more so than anything we can imagine. So basically, when we're asking that again for our tefillah, we're really asking for two things. We're asking for our tefillah, we're asking for that avoda. But when we're asking for our tefillah, we're saying in a different note than we asked before. We're saying, "Ritzei Hashem l'keinu v'yamtu yisrael." The focus of this bakosh is to say we want to be merutzen, we want to be in a favorable relationship. Everything we do should be judged favorably by you. There should be a closeness between you and me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm to Israel, the whole nation of Israel. We love them, we have tefillah. If you notice how many times the word "ritzei" is mentioned in this prophet. Let's say, like I said, we should be in a favorable relationship with the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah should be accepted. And favorably. And we say afterwards, Philosophy, the Avo, the Kabbal, the Rotten. If you're Avo, you should accept our feelings. Once again, the Rotten, favorably. In the previous field, we did mention, the previous growth of the Shemei field, we mentioned the Rotten also one time, we said the Rotten is the Rotten. Rachman Rotten is a lower level. It's also good. The Rachman, and Rachman is, we should be accepted to you. Now, is itself a high madrega. The madrega of Klal Yisrael, in our glory, we should be a vision of an avos erosin. So, of course, in a talent, as I mentioned to you, life on a Kodesh Boku was neutral to a chosin with a talent, a beautiful, loving, close relationship, uplifted relationship of the closeness. And that's the essence what we're being spoiled for. That number one, in our madrega that we are already now, that we are presently in, we're waiting. Far away from the shame where we're designed for. But even so, we say Hashem, we can buy ways to be awesome. In our present state, we should be as much as possible to be awesome. We should do it at a high level. Our voice should be brought back into Hashem's house and the Beit HaMikdash should be built. And then Isha Yisrael will also be brought back. The fires and the Mizbeah, the uplift, or avoid it, we feel a stone, they are to Kabbalah Rotten. And then, we'll be doing it even a higher level, that fear should be accepted by Avon. Something that's also going even nowadays, also, we want even nowadays, if not just, if you can't get it, then the Mizbeach itself, or the Ephesians itself, at least, are Ashmanesh, they are fetus, the Shtabkut Hanefesh, pouring our hearts to Kabbalah Shbohu, desiring for closing to Hashem, should be accepted with Avon. We show Avon to Hashem, we respect him, our Abba should be accepted. The Russian from the Shabbos. And the Tila Russian told me about this song. Now we're cradled everything. Always, throughout history, now, in the future, the voice of Klal Yisrael should be always the Russian, should be favorable, pleasant, in the eyes of the Kodesh Bokhin. So, this is what special message is brought. Before the Prophet Shemaid Tila is really the final drop of all the requests. I need this, I need that. I need spiritual things, I need physical things. The world is lacking physical things. The world is lacking spiritual things. I'm self for myself, for life, for the world. It's all revolving around my needs. My needs. And on that I'm saying that I bring my needs to Kodesh Bohu and Shmakri Lenin, there, the previous Brochum. That's the grand finale of them. I'm summing it all up. Hashem should listen to my voice, it should listen to my feelings, and at the moment they're asking the girls and should accept them favorably. But the main thing over there is finalizing the request. Number one, in our request, we also stress not just asking for ourselves, we're asking also for each of mine, we care about the Kodesh Baruch Hu also, but after having sent them to request. And the Baruch Hu says, our feeling is for that voice. The voice is like the same. A request has two parts to it. One part of it is recognizing that it needs and turning to the right source, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which in itself is a great act to have the clarity to have to turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the one who is large of everything. This thing is something much more than that. The tefillah and the request is not only something in itself, a way to get things. The tefillah is an act of interaction with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. An act of showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, I know your greatness. I want to be close with you. Be Ava. I want to show my Ava to you also. I want to show that I'm attracted.
Call Halashon.
I'm excited about everything you do for me. And that's what we're saying. We should be Zeicha. That we should always have this relationship of Rotzen, desiring Rotzen from our part and receiving the Rotzen from Hashem from his part. And that's what the tefillah is. It's a catalyst for it. The way he's doing it, the way he's carrying it out. Like we said, the emotion of the king. Suddenly so close to the king, talks to him in a pleasant conversation. And even if he's asking things in the course of the conversation, but it's just the closeness, each one's interested in the well-being of the other. That's the rest, and that in itself is what we're talking about, and we're being powerful in this rest. And therefore, it's not looking at the issue of batoshes. This is shayt to haidon. So the beginning of Haidah recognition. And the beginning of recognition is recognizing not just Hashem is great and Hashem does good things to me, but that it's possible for me to have this close relationship with Hashem, which is the biggest gift that Hashem could give me. That's the highest level of Haidah. The person who feels his own effect of his soul, who is always in a good mood. Things are always good for him. That's the way the tzaddikim are. They have started, not less than everybody else. But it's always good because they always see in that life, they see that picture of, I'm getting so much from my Kodesh Baruch Hu, and even the hardships, I know it's just going from Hashem for me to get past. I'm going to stand up to it. I'm going to show Hashem I love you so much. I know what you're giving to me. I know what the purpose is. It's for me, for my benefit. And I go along with you. That's the real avodah. I'm totally connected to you. Totally subordinate myself to you. Totally accept everything you do. The simcha, the labor, the avodah, the rosin. If we do the avodah, then Rav Hashem will reciprocate back to us the avodah rosin, the tremendous love. So therefore, like he says, there's a lot of things in this brother. Similar to Shmakalena, it's a completely different idea. That's why in Shabbat Kodesh, when we're not saying our bakoshes, our request, we do say this, even though it has a request. The request is not a request. That means when the things that we're lacking, the things that we need, the main thing is stemming from my tremendous desire to be the Lassan, Yisrael Hashem, my tremendous desire to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's something that's shy already now. Even before we get to the opinion based on Mikra's Hoshes Avoid now. Feel it often, tell me that we listen to Shalom Nathan. The Avoid should always feel it often. It's already every day, no matter what stage we are, where we are, what part of Golas we're in. It's a request that's coming out from the heart of God that they're going to show them. This is what we want. This is the most important thing. Because if we know that we're the rotten in front of you, that's all we need. That's the most important thing, and also, if you have it, everything else will be taken care of. But once again, we're not stressing the fact that everything will be taken care of. We're stressing the fact that the relationship itself is something of so much value, so much beauty. We're living in a time that relationships are so weak. So weak, people are just involved in themselves, preoccupied with all their personal issues. They don't have a room in the heart for other people. With the new technology, people just preoccupy themselves with searching here and searching there and connecting here. They think that they're living in some world. It's a virtual world. It's not the real thing. They're with themselves. So Jehovah gave us this period now. Now that we're together, forced to be together with our family. And those who are separated, we appreciate how much we really should appreciate being together, how much we want to be together, we're about to be together, to try to keep the connection, if it's not physically at least, through conversation, through other interactions. That's the way it should be. That's the way Hashem wants it to be. Hashem doesn't want the person to be a bodhid, to be by himself. All the time, once to a bloke in the yeshiva from America, came to Europe, and he looked a little down. All the time asked him, why are you down? They say, the boy said, I feel lonely, I'm all by myself here. He's an American, the only American here. So the friend said, my dear son, the Jew is never lonely. He's always in my fellowship. That's the story, like Hill said, I could teach a color to the Kuro Degelatis. My son in law, I'm not going to come to you. If you don't like to your friends, after you have to come over with a complimentary statement. That's what I mean. The Torah is all about relationships. Last year, they bring. It says, what you don't like, don't do to your friends. You bring the person that's relating to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is also a friend. And Shmonesri is a time to build up that feeling. This is what I'm all about. I'm a past relationship. My primary relationship is with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when I feel good with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then automatically I have that ability, emotional ability to open up to others, not be locked into myself, my needs. Let's say I can Kodesh Baruch Hu. I said, open to everybody else. I can see my wife in different hats, my family, my neighbors, my community. Even if that is, I can't, not so much I can do. Even if I feel it, that's the way of doing it. Being a spouse, like they always say, the rabbins, everybody together, all of us together. And this is the beginning, though, he's off. I'm finished with my request. And now I'm really crystallizing in my mind. What am I doing over here? I'm not standing up for the Kodesh Baruch Hu just to give me this, give me that. He's not my vending machine. So the Shpohu is my Reya Ohu, my beloved partner, my beloved father of Yinish HaShemayim. There's all kinds of different names in Chazal, but that's what's all about. We have that Neshama, which is given to us, Kaviyokha, a little piece of HaKadosh Shpohu in ourselves. We're part of him. Bolas, because most of the Reya, he gave a part of himself over to those that have Yinish HaShemayim. Therefore, starting off, when we start the Haidah, number one is with that request. I recognize, I'm Moida, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. I can't be Lerotzen, and that's what I want. And I want to solidify for myself also in my own mind that I made all these requests, but I don't have the shalom to bring it to such a low level, just a bunch of requests. The requests are a catalyst of bringing myself that deeper and closer relationship to you, Hashem. And that's why I start off afterwards. It's not a request, even though it is a request. This expression of what I really desire, to be an oivin Hashem. And that's what I'm saying, which should be favorable in your eyes. That's the most important thing. And with that, we want to avoid in the Beit HaMikdash, because that's the highest level. It was Hashruat HaShchina. And as much as we daven today, not the same things that will be when we have the Beit HaMikdash, it wasn't when we did have the Beit HaMikdash, because there we had Hashruat HaShchina, a concentrated realization of Hashem, Hashem's Kedusha in this world. So if I want that intimate relation with Hashem, then that follows automatically that I want a higher level. I don't want to suffice with what I have. I can make the best of what I do have. That's what we end up with. We before also daven that we should see Tishkan B'Soyach Hashem, Shekhinah should come into Yerushalayim. Now it's even more. I want to see with my own eyes. I can't wait. That's the expression of how important it is to me. Not just a nice thing, whenever it happens. Please, Hashem, let it be possible for me to see it with my own eyes. Even the Shekhinah never fully leaves Har HaBayis, even in Manazer, there is a level of Shekhinah in the Har HaBayis, but we want the full, intense Hashrat HaShekhinah that we have, which is Zoycha, with these feelings, that Bila Rotten, Takolish Borob, is Manazer, and a request of the higher level, the more intense, Ritzoin Hashem, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the Avodah, should be Zoycha ben Hayav Yemein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.